Good morning, YouTube. Good morning, Facebook. Today is Sunday, the 15th of September, and we're glad you could join us for our morning service, morning fellowship service. If you seem a little discombobulated today, we got some shocking news this morning. The gentleman that has been watching over our rental properties for the last 11 years, his mother lives with him, died last night, 7 o'clock. And there was no forewarning or anything. She just keeled over with a massive heart attack and died. So his name is Rob. So if you would keep him and his family, they have a... He has a brother who is full-blown autistic, and they've been watching him for the last ever how long he's been alive. And his father, Rob's father, abandoned him and left him with his brother, who's full-blown, his older brother. So him and his mother and have been watching this brother who's autistic all of these years, so it's quite a shock for Rob to lose his mother. So keep Rob in your prayers if you would. Okay, the first psalm, we're going to have Mark read some scripture, and then we're going to sing a couple hymns and couple psalms.
Okay. Chapter 2 of Romans 1 through 6. Therefore thou art inexcusable, man, that whosoever thou art that judgest, wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doest the same things. We are sure that the judgment of God is born of truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judges them which do such things, and doest such things, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath, a revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds.
All right, thank you.
Yes.
Okay, the first song we're going to sing is 474.
Troubles here below often bring us woe. Jesus is a friend always. Sing his gracious love, pray to him above. Jesus is a friend always. Jesus is a friend always. Jesus is a friend always. He will be with you, trust in him anew. Jesus is a friend always. As the minutes fly, as the years go by, Jesus is a friend always. But when there's a bite on the other side, Jesus is a friend always. When the trumpet sounds and we all arise, Jesus is a friend always. Then on wings we'll fly to that world on high. Jesus is a friend always. Jesus is a friend always. Jesus is a friend always. He will be with you, trust in him anew. Jesus is a friend always.
324. Okay.
I've sat by my Savior and looked on His love, His glory, and shining with praise.
His smile was endearing, His touch so divine,
His presence most cheering, His Savior of mine.
I could not believe it, that one such as I could sit down with Jesus in glory on high. The poorest of mortals, I felt on that hour, yet rich with my Savior, endued with His power.
A wonderful story, oh, could I still dream and rest with my Savior by life's flowing stream. Well, does anybody else have a selection? 272. 272. Oh, troubled heart, there is a home beyond the reach of toiling care. A home where changes never come. Who would not claim me resting there? Away, meekly wait and murmur not. Away, meekly wait and murmur not. Away, and murmur not. Yet when bow down beneath the love, by Him a wild banner we mark, look up, thou reach that blessed abode. Wait me, we remember not.
Toil
on, nor be the sore at me. One sigh and heard one prayer of God. The day of rest will dawn for me. Wait me, we wait and murmur not. Away, we wait and murmur not. Away, we wait and murmur not. Away and murmur. Well, we'll end the hymn singing with page 52, and then we'll sing a couple songs. Page 32. Hark, 10,000 harps and voices, sound the notes of praise above. Jesus reigns and heaven rejoices. Jesus reigns, the God of love. See, He sits on yonder throne. Jesus rules the world alone. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus rules the world alone. Jesus, hail, whose glory brightens all above and gives us worth. Lord of life, the smile and light is, cheers and charms thy saints on earth. When we think of love like thine, Lord, the only love divine. Hallelujah. Lord, the only love divine. King of glory, reign forever, thine an everlasting crown. Nothing from thy love can sever those whom thou hast made thine own. Happy objects of thy grace, destined to behold thy face. Hallelujah, hallelujah, destined to behold thy face. Savior, hasten thine appearing, bring the glorious day. And the awful summons hearing, heaven and earth shall pass away. Then with golden hearts we'll sing, glory, glory to our King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory to our King.
page 53, Psalm 102.
To this my prayer, O listen, Lord, and let my cry for help reach you. In day of grief, hide not your face. Your listening ear toward me open. The day I call, your answer send. For all my days go up in smoke, and like a fire, my bones are burned. Like bread, my heart is crushed and dry. My daily food for God to flee. My skin and bones forever flee. With sighs and groans, my brand new sounds. I'm like a willow pelican, or like an owl in desert waste. I lie up, awake is on the roof. The sparrow stands alone, aloof. All day my foes their taunts repeat. They'll fill with anger, curse my name. I do with tears and ashes mixed. For you on me in anger frown. You raise me up to throw me down. An evening shadow are my days. Like grass I wither soon away. But you are sitting crown. Forever your memorial.
Well, the last song we'll sing is on page 26, 20.
The Lord in your distress again, let Jacob's God exalt you still, down from the holy temple sin, and strengthen you from Zion's hill. May he your sacrifice regard, and all your offerings in mind. May your heart's desire reward, fulfilling all you have desired. In your salvation we'll rejoice, in our God's name our banners raise. Oh, may the Lord bless you after all your days. I know now that the Lord defends and saves his own anointed king. From holy heaven the answer sends, his right and saving power will bring. In the chariot some boast confidence, on their horses some rely. But we boast only one defense, the name of God the Lord Most High. While we are raised in upright stand, our foes are made to bow and fall. Oh, save the King, Lord, by your hand, and answer us the day we call.
Well, we are glad that those who joined us this morning and those who will join us this morning for our morning service, welcome aboard Chile Barnabas, Carrie Tripp, and also welcome those on the YouTube side as well. This morning, I want to do something a little bit different than we have done in the past. I want to talk today about the subject of praise. It's often been said that one can never praise God and be discouraged or stay discouraged. The best way to deal with being downhearted or being depressed or stressed out. By the way, I heard a definition of stress one time, and I think it's very good. definition of stress. The ultimate denial of the sovereignty of God. That's stress. When we proclaim God's sovereignty, we rest in His sovereignty. We rest in His providence. We rest in His purposes. But when we get all bent out of shape and don't know how things are going to work out, and thinking we can control events in our lives, we're not resting in the sovereignty of God. But the aspect of praise is something that's quite interesting. The church, so-called, the widespread evangelical church of today, has quite a different idea of what praise is than what those from the old paths would have considered praise. Today you have your rock bands, your drop-down screens, your dancing in the spirit and in the aisles. You're getting emotionally charged by all of the drums and the guitars and all that. But that is really more appealing to emotion and the flesh. But I'm going to read some hymns today, and I read earlier this morning in our devotional some hymns taken from the Gadsby hymn book. And this represents a lot of the old hymns that have a lot of doctrinal content. 832 pages. Okay. And just so to give you an idea, this includes some of Philpott's hymns, some of Hart's hymns, and of course in Gadsby's selections, it also includes a lot of Isaac Watts. It also includes a lot of other writers that you may or may not be familiar with. But a lot of these authors in here I've never heard of, but we have heard of some of them, like Newton and Cowper. Can hardly go wrong on those. Hart's hymns are very, very good. There's quite a number in here by Berridge, and a person by the name of Medley, M-E-D-L-E-Y, and Tucker. Just quite a selection of the old hymns. So I'm going to read a few of those this morning. The distinctive difference between what we hear today. Most of the hymns today are pretty much into will worship, and also are into the exaltation of the creature rather than exaltation of God. Welcome aboard, Aaron Griffiths. So here's one that we often sing in the old school hymnal. It's also in the Gadsby hymnal. And it's by a gentleman by the name of Kent, and it's called The Everlasting Love of God. 'Twas with an everlasting love that God his own elect embraced. Before he made the worlds above or earth on her huge columns placed. Long ere the sun refulgence ray, primeval shades of darkness strode, they on his sacred bosom lay, loved with an everlasting love. Then in the glass of his decrees, Christ and his bride appeared as one, her sin by imputation his, while she in spotless splendor shone. O love, how high thy glories swell, how great, immutable, and free, 10,000 sins as black as hell are swallowed up, O love, in thee. Loved when a wretch defiled with sin, at war with heaven, in league with hell, a slave to every lust obscene, who living lived but to rebel. Believer, here thy comfort stands, from first to last salvation's free, and everlasting love demands an everlasting song from thee. Well, the next one is entitled by a person by the name of Stocker, is called Singing of Mercy, taking from Romans the 15th chapter and the 9th verse. Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of my song, the joy of my heart and the boast of my tongue. Thy free grace alone, from the first to the last, has won my affections and bound my soul fast. Thy mercy in Jesus exempts me from hell. Its glories I'll sing and its wonders I'll tell. 'Twas Jesus, my friend, when he hung on the tree, who opened the channel of mercy for me. Without thy sweet mercy, I could not live here. Sin soon would reduce me to utter despair. But through thy free goodness, my spirits revive, and he that first made me still keeps me alive. Thy mercy is more than a match for my heart, which wonders to feel its own hardness depart. Dissolved by thy goodness, I fall to the ground and weep to the praise of the mercy I found. The door of thy mercy stands open all day to the poor and needy who knock by the way. No sinner shall ever be empty sent back who comes seeking mercy for Jesus' sake. Great Father of mercies, thy goodness I own, and the covenant love of thy crucified Son. All praise to the Spirit whose whisper divine seals mercy and pardon and righteousness mine. Many of the themes of our praise should be thanksgiving for God's mercy and His grace, and what He's done for us in giving Himself for us. This next one is entitled The Everlasting Mercy of God. It's by Hart. Eternal, God's mercy is forever sure, eternal is His name. As long as life and speech endure, my tongue this truth proclaim. I basely sinned against His love, and yet my God was good. His favor nothing could remove, for I was bought with blood. That precious blood atones all sin and fully clears from guilt. It makes the foulest sinner clean, for 'twas for sinners spilt. He raised me from the lowest state when hell was my desert. I broke His law, and worse than that, alas, I broke His heart. My Son, thou hast let what we all fail, a never-changing friend, when brethren, friends, and helpers fail, on Him alone depend. Well, this is called Breathing After the Holy Spirit, and this is written by Isaac Watts. It's taken from Psalm 45:25. Come, Holy Spirit, heavenly dove, with all thy quickening powers, kindle a flame of sacred love in these cold hearts of ours. Look how we grovel here below, fond of these trifling toys. Our souls can neither fly nor go to reach eternal joys. In vain we tune our formal songs, in vain we strive to rise. Hosannas languish on our tongues and our devotion dies. Dear Lord, shall we ever live at this poor dying rate, our love so faint, so cold to Thee, and Thine to us so great? Come, Holy Spirit, heavenly dove, with all Thy quickening powers, come shed abroad a Savior's love, and that shall kindle ours. Welcome aboard, James Rye. Raw, and welcome aboard, Andre Barros. Glad to have you with us this morning. Just for those who just joined us, we're talking about praise this morning, and we're reading from some of the old Gadsby hymns. And they have such true doctrinal content. It's just amazing. We don't hear this. Teachings today. The next one I'm going to read is taken from the Isaac Watts from Luke, the first chapter, 31 through 33. Behold, the grace appears, the promise is fulfilled. Mary, the wondrous virgin, bears, and Jesus is the child. The Lord, the highest God, calls him his only son. He bids him rule the lands abroad and gives him David's throne. Over Jacob shall he reign with a peculiar sway. The nation shall his grace obtain, his kingdom ne'er decay. To bring the glorious news, a heavenly form appears. He tells the shepherds of their joys and banishes their fears. Go, humble swain, said he, to David's city fly. The promised infant born today does in a manger lie. With looks and hearts serene, go visit Christ your King. And straight a flaming troop was seen, the shepherds heard them sing. Glory to God on high and heavenly peace on earth, goodwill to men, to angels joy at the Redeemer's birth. In worship so divine, let saints employ their tongues. With this celestial host we join, and loud repeat their songs. Glory to God on high and heavenly peace on earth, goodwill to men, to angels joy at the Redeemer's birth. Well, Top Lady wrote a lot of songs. I guess this Top Lady wrote a lot of songs. And one of the songs he wrote was a real short one called The Gospel. And I'll read that. The Gospel brings tidings to each wounded soul that Jesus the Savior can make it quite whole. And what makes this gospel most precious to me? It holds forth salvation so perfectly free. The gospel declares that God, sending his Son to die for poor sinners, gave all things in one. This too makes the gospel more precious to me because 'tis a gospel as full as 'tis free. Since Jesus has saved me, and that freely too, I fain would in all things my gratitude show. To man's merit, 'tis hateful to me. The gospel, I love it. It's perfectly free. Many try to concoct a different definition of the gospel. The gospel is free, and it's the proclamation that Jesus Christ came in the world to save sinners. He came to save his people from their sins. Well, the next one we're going to read is called Predestination, and it's written by Burnham. 'Twas fixed in God's eternal when his dear Son should mercy find. From everlasting he decreed when every good should be conveyed. Determined was the manner how eternal favors he'd bestow. Yea, he decreed the very place where he would show triumphant grace. Also the means were fixed upon through which his sovereign love should run. So time and place, yea, means and mode were all determined by our God. Vast were the settlements of grace on millions of the human race, and every favor richly given flows from the high decree of heaven. In every mercy full and free, a sovereign God I wish to see. To see how grace free grace has resigned in every blessing he ordained. Yes, dearest Lord, 'tis my desire thy wise appointments to admire and trace the footsteps of my God through every place in Zion's road. Then let our souls in him rejoice as favored objects of his choice. Redeemed and saved by grace we sing eternal praise for Christ our King. Well, the next one is by a guy by the name of Tucker, and it's one that is proclaiming pre-election. Deep in the everlasting mind, the great mysterious purpose lay of choosing some from lost mankind whose sins the Lamb would bear away. Them loved with an eternal love to grace and glory he ordained, gave them a throne with which cannot move, and chose them both to means and end. In them he was resolved to make the riches of his goodness known. These he accepts for Jesus' sake and views them righteous in his Son. No goodness God foresaw in his, but what his grace decreed to give. No comeliness in them there is, which they did not from him receive. Faith and repentance he bestows on such as he designs to save. From him their souls' obedience flows, and he shall all the glory have. Don't hear a lot of praise and worship songs proclaiming election and predestination, do we? The next one is by a gentleman called Adams, and it's called The Elect Ransomed. The Elect Ransomed. Our Jesus loves his dear elect. With glory they shall all be decked before his Father's face. Not one of them for whom he bled, but shall with joy behold their head. In heaven their dwelling place. They are the true veil of his soul. His sweetest thoughts on them did roll from all eternity. And as the jewels of his crown, he'll give them honor, peace, renown, and full felicity. Their sins upon him all were laid, and he the dreadful debt has paid, a debt no more to pay. Their surety in their law place stood, appeased stern justice with his blood, and bore their sins away. Well, another one is entitled Election Taken from John 13 by Augustus Toplady. It says, how happy are we, our election, who see and venture our Lord for salvation on thee. In Jesus approved, eternally loved, upheld by his power, we cannot be moved. 'Tis sweet to recline on the bosom divine and experience the comforts peculiar to thine. While born from above and upheld by thy love, with singing and triumph to Zion we move. Our seeking thy face was all by thy grace. Thy mercy demands and shall have all the praise. No sinner can be beforehand with thee. Thy grace is eternal, almighty and free. Our Savior and friend, his love shall extend. It knew no beginning and never shall end. Whom once he receives, his spirit ne'er leaves, nor ever repents of the grace that he gives. This proof we would give that thee we receive, thou art precious alone to the souls that believe. Be precious to us all beside us as dross, compared with thy love and the blood of thy cross. Through mercy we taste the invisible feast, the bread of the kingdom, the wine of the blessed, who grants us to know his drawings below, will endless salvation and glory bestow. Well, there's so many in here, I just love to read these, because they're all sermons in themselves, and they all have the Word of God contained in them. Welcome aboard, Pamela Palmer, the encourager. Good to see you. The next one is called consolation of election. Sons, we are through God's election who in Jesus Christ believe. By eternal destination, saving grace we have received. Our Redeemer doth both grace and glory give. Every soul of man by sinning merits everlasting pain, but thy love without beginning formed and fixed salvation's plan. Countless millions shall in life through Jesus reign. Cause my soul adore and wonder. Ask, oh, why such love to me? Grace has put me in the number of the Savior's family. Hallelujah, thanks eternal, love to thee. These are springs of consolation to converted sons of grace, finished free and full salvation, shining in the Savior's face. Free grace only suits the wretched sinner's case, when in that blessed habitation which my God for me ordained, when in glory's full possession I with saints and angels stand, free grace only shall resound through Canaan's land. Well, there's also a number of hymns that are written on providence, divine providence. This next one is one of those by Top Lady, called Divine Providence. Thrice comfortable hope that calms my stormy breast, my Father's hand prepares the cup, and what He wills is best. My fearful heart, He reads, secures my soul from harms, while underneath His mercy spreads its everlasting arms. His skill infallible, His providential grace, His power and truth that never fail, shall order all my ways. The fictitious power of chance and fortunes I defy, my life's minutest circumstance is subject to His eye. Might I doubt no more, but in His pleasure rest, whose wisdom, love, and truth and power engage me to make me blessed. Now that's wonderful. Well, Isaac Watts definitely believed in election and predestination. And this next one I'm going to read is called Electing Grace, and we're going to read a couple more of these, and then conclude this morning. I hope that these readings have been a blessing, and you can see the contrast between the old hymns and the new emotional rockabilly hymns. Electing Grace by Isaac Watts. Jesus, we bless thy Father's name. Thy God and ours are both the same. What heavenly blessings from His throne flow down to sinners through His Son. Christ be my first elect, He said, then chose our souls in Christ our head. Before He gave the mountains birth or laid the foundations for the earth, thus did eternal love begin to raise us up from death and sin. Our characters were then decreed blameless in love, a holy seed. Predestined to be sons, born by decrees, but chose at once. A new regenerated race to praise the glory of His grace. With Christ our Lord we share our part in the affections of His heart. Nor shall our souls be thence removed till He forgets His first beloved. Wow. Pretty powerful. Well, there's so many good ones, it's hard to know. It's hard to know which ones to read. I'm going to conclude today with one that's called The Glories of Adoption. This is by Isaac Watts, The Glories of Adoption. As many of you know, I was a social worker, and I oversaw like 80 foster children. I don't know how many actual foster parents that represented. But many of those foster parents would come up for adoption, and the potential adoptive parents often would change their mind at the last minute, leaving the children devastated. And so when I read Ephesians, the first chapter, where it says we've been predestinated unto adoption, realizing that God never unadopts his children, that gives me great consolation. He never unadopts us. If he adopts us, it is a adoption forever. Ephesians 1, verses 4 through 6. Actually, through 8. 4 through 8. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of him by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. So this one is entitled The Glories of Adoption, again by Isaac Watts. Behold what wondrous grace the Father has bestowed on sinners of a mortal race to call them sons of God. 'Tis no surprising thing that we should be unknown. The Jewish world knew not their King, God's everlasting Son. Nor does it yet appear how great we must be made, but when we see our Savior there, we shall be like our head. A hope so much divine may trials well endure, for we as sons in Christ are made as pure as he is pure. If in my Father's love I share a filial part, filial means related to or loved, send down thy Spirit like a dove to rest upon my heart. We would no longer lie like slaves before thy throne. Our face shall Abba cry, as thou the kindred own. Wow. Kindred in Christ. That's what we are. Predestinated unto adoption. There's a song in the old school hymnal called Kindred in Christ. I think we'll conclude with singing that for you, if I can find it, this morning. And I hope that you all have a blessed afternoon. We'll be back with you this evening, probably around 4:45 is when we'll begin our singing this evening.
Kindred in Christ, for his dear sake, a hearty welcome here receive. May we together now partake the joys which only he can give. May he, by whose kind care we meet, send his good Spirit from above. May our communication sweet and cause our hearts to burn with love. For God's in these worldly things, when Christians meet together thus, we only wish to speak of him who lived and died and reigns for us. We'll talk of all he did and said, and suffered for us here below, the path he marked for us to tread, and what he's doing for us now. Thus, as the moments pass away, we'll love and wonder and adore. and hasten on that glorious day when we shall need to part no more.
Well, we appreciate you all joining us this morning, and I hope that this has been a blessing. Listen to the readings of some of the old Gatsby hymns. May the good Lord give you a blessed afternoon is my prayer. God bless.